Well, good evening. It's about 2 minutes after 6 o'clock, and as the woman said, broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills. And yes, it's time yet again for Thoughtline, where each week we try to tell you fun things, interesting things, things you need to know. Tonight's no exception, and tonight, because KFJC is still continuing with our fundraiser, we're going to be talking about KFJC. So we're looking for you as listeners, you, whoever you are, who like KFJC and want to participate, to call at 650-941-2500. Push it on the air, you can talk about KFJC. And let's start off with our first phone call. And this is Leah. How are you?
Hey, Robert. Fine. Good to speak to you. I was going to say good to see you, but that's not realistic. Glad to be on the radio again. Let me just say a little bit about my background at KFJC.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so believe it or not, it sounds so long ago. I started at KFJC in 1981. I did like 3 or 4 years of talk shows. I was the public affairs director, and I had some amazing experiences, got my broadcaster's license, and it led to an amazing job at KOME Radio as a talk show host. So very grateful to KFJC, and we're really happy to have this opportunity to share with people.
So tell us a little bit about what your memories were of KFJC at that time and how things went for you.
Well, the music aspect of KFJC at the time was extremely powerful. And we would get tickets to see The Clash, The Ramones. It was just like an amazing time, both in radio and in music. And we were getting a lot of recognition. And so it was very, very special because we were a living entity in the music world. And my particular story is a little interesting. Have you heard of The Specials? It's a ska band from England, The Specials.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, so it's 1982. I'd been on the air for about a year, and I was doing actually a new wave music show, and I knew The Specials were coming to play in Stanford University, believe it or not, and we had tickets. I had tickets, and can you hear the British accent still? Does it still exist? Robert, do you still hear the British accent? So anyway, when The Specials came on, and I went and to the back and said to them that there was a radio station that was really interested in talking to them. And they agreed at the end of their Stanford show to come to KFJC and be interviewed. And that was about 1982, 83, and that switched my particular career from music to talk.
So a big pivot for you, and one that served you well.
Yes, it did. It was amazing, and it was an amazing time in radio because radio was a very powerful entity at the time. We had no competition, we had no technology. You know what I mean. And we and the records were it. So it was a very special time.
Yeah, it's true that that radio didn't have to compete with social media and streaming services and lots of other things like that are today. So it was much more of a cultural touch point, wasn't it?
It was. And the people who were involved in radio at the time were extremely serious about it, okay? It was like, let's do our very best to be as creative and artistic as we possibly can. So being at KFJC, getting my broadcasting license at KFJC and doing all those talk shows at KFJC opened up this door for me at KOME, which was like the most powerful San Jose rock radio station at the time. It was on the air until 1991. I believe somebody probably called in something like that. But I was there in 1985 and 86. And it was a remarkable experience walking into a $2 million radio station and just having the opportunities to do a talk show on Saturday night, midnight at 2 a.m. It was remarkable.
And, of course, after coming from, KFJC, where it was all like, planks of wood and pots and pans and things like that, like cups at the end of strings for us to broadcast into, it must have been real different.
It wasn't. It wasn't, because you see, again, I want to repeat, we were taken very seriously in the music world. KFJC was, okay? So, yeah, the station wasn't brilliant, but it wasn't bad. You know, it was like we were proud of the station. We were proud of everything that happened around it. So, and I think that energy still exists.
And so what do you think, what do you think KFJC now? I mean, has KFJC, you know, stayed proud?
I think the alternative aspect of KFJC is the strongest aspect of it. And I think it's not going, I mean, I think it's going to stay exactly where it's at, you know. It's rock, it's punk, it's crazy music, it's weird music. It's a whole bunch of different things that you can listen to at one radio station, as opposed to a country radio station or just a rock radio station. It has that aspect where it has so much more.
And what do you think the importance of radio is today? Because, you know, there are so many other sources for listening to music, right. And radio seems to have been diminished.
You know what? You know what, Robert? I understand what you're saying, and I disagree on a very deep level. Because, for example, let's just talk for a minute. Let's talk about sports radio, okay? You know how powerful it still is, right? Sports radio,
right?
People are tuning in to the radio to listen to their sports shows.
And, of course, Kevin Odante and Gus Lignos on KFJC with our own kind of KFJC bend, of course, of sports shows, too.
I think radio is going to make a big comeback, okay? Why? Because when you listen to your radio, okay, it's a very personal experience, and you can do something else at the same time. You're not stuck in front of a screen. You don't have to press any buttons, right? And you just, it's just a matter of tuning into what really interests you. And I think, I say that the next 5 years will find radio coming back in a strong way.
That's great. So, Leah Lubin is on the air with us tonight, a KFJC alumni.
Right.
And talking about...
As director.
And talking about KFJC. This is KFJC's fundraiser, so we use this time to have people talk about KFJC. You know, it's not pitches or pledges or anything like that. We want to hear your story, and we want to hear how you discovered KFJC and what KFJC means to you. So what does KFJC mean to you?
Well, to me, it's a creative outlet for listening to people's opinions and tastes in music and talk. And you know what? It's very pure. It's more pure, in a way, than technology, because I really want a good talk show again. And I have this, like, a joke about it. I'm going to make you put your phone down, okay? And just stay listening to the radio. And it'll be an experience you haven't had all day.
Well, there you go. And so we should mention that although this is radio, so we can't show anything, but you also are an artist, a painter. You do photo collage and write. So how does this whole artistic lifestyle and radio all work together?
You know, because it's all part of the art world, okay? We have theater, we have dance, we have rock, we have hip-hop, we have country, and we have radio, okay? And we also have TV at its best, okay? And so, and of course, the movies, all right? So it's a different, every different one of those artistic aspects has its own power.
And talk a little bit about the power of creativity and how seeing things different helps with art.
Well, and again, keep focusing on radio, because that's what we're really talking about. So radio is an intellectual experience. Would you agree with that, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. That's important, okay? And also, it's a lot of spontaneity. Because you really don't know what the person's going to say next, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. We don't know what music you're going to play tonight, do we?
No.
Right, right. So there's that surprise creative element to it, okay? And the good days that I experienced, we had talk radio where you could call in and make a statement.
That's right. We're, well, before social media, where anybody can stand up and make a statement that...
Right, but it's easier. What we used to have was somebody using the phone, like I'm doing right now, calling up a show and going right on the air with their opinion.
And that's a powerful thing to give to people, isn't it?
It is. It is. It really, really is. And I think that when I go back to talk radio, I'm including call-ins. I really do think that they have a powerful aspect. And they are very interesting, you know. Like, for example, at one point when I was on KFJ, when I worked for KOME, okay, at one point we had this thing called a 9-second delay, which you probably don't have anymore, because it was the 80s, and for radio stations to maintain their licenses, no one could swear. Okay, do you remember that? Do you remember hearing about that?
No, that's still true.
Oh, is it so true? Are you kidding me? I don't believe that. Anyway, it was definitely true in the 80s. So I remember there was a time on my show where for some reason the equipment that put the 10-second delay of people cutting them off. Like, for example, if somebody would call in about a subject that I had on the air, all right, and they would start swearing, they'd be able to be cut off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, we had equipment issues, and then what happened was, and it kind of changed my life a little bit, people started calling in and shouting, Ozzy, like Ozzy Osbourne, Ozzy, okay? And I'm thinking, wow, they don't want to bother to swear. They want to shout Ozzy, okay? And I love that. And that, to me, kind of like really gave me a closer connecting to people and their spontaneity and their ability to be creative using radio, even if they don't have their own radio show.
And speaking of call-ins and speaking of creativity and speaking of participation, that we're looking for you who are listening right now to call in and talk about your story about KFJC. You can call 650-941-2500 and get on the air and talk about how you discovered KFJC, what you liked about KFJC, who you listened to, and who you listen to now.
Right.
So,
Robert?
Yeah?
So, is there any questions you have for me before we have to say goodbye, because I know you're going to take more calls?
One of the things I did want to mention, too, because you do poetry. And
I do.
And you get to read poetry over at the San Gregorio General Store.
Once a month.
And one of the things that the San Gregorio General Store is such a wonderful hub for culture. And
it's become really, really popular. I've been doing it for 5 years. Okay, mm-hmm. Are you impressed? I'm impressed. 5 years, once a month, third Saturday of the month, at 11 to 1, okay? But something happened in San Gregorio in the last 4 or 5 months. First of all, they built a stage outside the actual restaurant, actual store, okay, this gorgeous, beautiful stage. And they're just getting very, very popular with their events in terms of the weekend. So there's 2 events every single weekend per weekend day, 2 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday, and often also on Friday. So they really are, and they're all free events, and so they really are giving something to the community, for sure.
Well, listen, well, thank you very much for giving to us tonight, and do you have any last thoughts about KFJC and where we fit in the universe?
KJC is going nowhere. It's staying the same. It's staying number one, okay? And will always be an alternative rock music voice for everyone.
That's great. Listen, thank you very much, Leah.
Robert, thank you so much, everybody. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.